March 28, life not to be trifled with. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Romans 4:12. All of us, as beings blessed of God with reasoning powers, with intellect and judgment, should acknowledge our accountability to God. The life he has given us is a sacred responsibility, and no moment of it is to be trifled with, for we shall have to meet it again in the record of the judgment. In the books of heaven, our lives are as accurately traced as in the picture on the plate of the photographer. Not only are we held accountable for what we have done, but for what we have left undone. We are held to account for our undeveloped characters, our unimproved opportunities. It is love of selfish ease, love of pleasure, your self-esteem, self-exaltation that prevents you from learning the precious life lessons in the school of Christ. It is the Christian's duty not to permit surroundings and circumstances to mold him, but to live above surroundings, fashioning his character according to the divine model. He is to be faithful in whatever place he is found. He is to do his duty with fidelity, improving the opportunities given him of God, making the most of his capabilities. If you are abiding in Christ, learning in his school, you will not be rude, dishonest, or unfaithful. The cross of Christ cuts to the root of all unholy passions and practices. Whatever the nature of your work, you will carry the principles of Christ into your labor and identify yourself with the task given into your hands. Your interest will be one with that of your employer. If you are paid for your time, you will realize that the time for work is not your own, but belongs to the one who pays you for it. If you are careless and extravagant, wasting material, squandering time, failing to be painstaking and diligent, you are registered in the books of heaven as an unfaithful servant. Faithfulness, economy, caretaking, thoroughness should characterize all our work. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Luke 16:10.